With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI carried out a search warrant in Georgia seeking records tied to the 2020 presidential election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
FBI agents searched the election office in Fulton County, which is home to Atlanta. It's Georgia's most populous county and a Democratic stronghold. That location has been central to conspiracy theories over Donald Trump's 2020 election loss. For years, the president has insisted the election was tainted by widespread fraud, even though multiple courts and state and federal officials have found no evidence of fraud that would have altered the outcome. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It looks like the southeast and mid-Atlantic could face some more winter weather this coming weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says they're looking at the potential for another significant winter storm.
This one is more of like the classic sense where you're looking at like a nor'easter. Right now it's looking like it's mostly going to be across like the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic. Still some uncertainties on where exactly that low pressure is going to kind of start to develop and really get going, but at least for right now, it looks like it's going to be mainly a southern impacting storm for like south central Virginia, southeast Virginia, into the Carolinas, even into portions of Georgia possibly as well.
Meanwhile, in Mississippi, they're sending 135 snow plows to clear ice and snow from two interstate highways where frozen conditions caused huge traffic jams. Emergency officials were rushing supplies to drivers stalled along ice-covered stretches of Interstates 55 and 22 in northern Mississippi. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 12 points, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a safe haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors and others commemorated International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Tuesday, gathering at events held around Europe and the world. The event, which recalls Germany's efforts to annihilate European Jewry, is observed annually on the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the most notorious of the Nazi death camps. In Berlin, white roses were placed at the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. SRN News. We're learning more about the victims who died in a Maine plane crash Sunday night.
The six people included an event planner on her way to Paris for a job and a corporate pilot who had recently joined the Texas law firm of Arnold and Itkin that's linked to the plane. All six people aboard died in the crash as the nation's massive winter storm was beginning to reach the area. They included four passengers, including Shauna Collins, and two crew members, including pilot Jacob Hosmer. The plane had taken off from Texas, stopping in Bangor, Maine, to refuel en route to Paris. The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
Anti-tax advocates are pushing to eliminate property taxes for homeowners. Rising property values have increased tax bills, but ending these taxes could cost states billions. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.